Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's spooky tale is about this park ranger who feels like he's losing his mind. He keeps seeing these creepy, cryptid yellow eyes staring at him from multiple places, not only at his work site, but before he even arrives there at home. Stay tuned. This is going to be a fun one. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. Hello, Campfire Tales. I'm a huge fan of your channel and thought it would be a good idea to share with you one of my terrifying experiences slash encounters as a former park ranger at Everglades National Park. I woke up bright and early to the sound of my alarm. I opened my eyes, having a positive, carefree attitude. It was almost as if I knew that this day was going to be a good day. But boy, was I terribly wrong. I stretched and let out a sigh filled with positivity, almost as if my body was trying to butter me up for what was to come. I rolled out of bed cheerfully and headed to the bathroom. I stopped in my tracks when I saw something peculiar in the toilet. I quickly turned around and left the bathroom because I really didn't want to deal with anything on such a positive day. But after a while of staring at my bed in wonder of what the thing I saw was, I convinced myself that despite the type of day I was having, I still needed to check out the peculiar thing. I turned back around and walked into the bathroom to see the horrific scene of two yellow, inhuman eyes staring back at me. I screamed in fear and jumped back a few feet. I began to hyperventilate as I continued to stare at the two eyes staring back at me, seemingly in my soul. I continued to stand there, labored breathing, trying my best to comprehend the bizarre and foreign scene in front of me. How or who or what eyes are those? I finally recollected myself and decided to take a few steps closer to the scene, but quickly turned back around when I realized just how risky a decision that could be. I entered my bedroom and found a ski mask. I put the ski mask on, knowing that in reality it most likely wouldn't protect me from whatever creature was in my toilet, but my philosophy was that something was better than nothing. I made it back into the bathroom, where the scene was located, and took a few deep breaths to prepare myself for the sort of confrontation I was about to face. I took a few deep breaths as I slowly inched closer and closer to the toilet, until eventually I was right back where I had been, standing on top of the toilet, staring at the two yellow eyes. There was something incredibly bizarre and terrifying about these eyes. If you were to look at them, they would look like normal animal eyes, but it's almost as if a malicious energy is radiating off of them. It certainly could have just been the principle of the situation that was making me feel this way, but I'm not going to brush off the malicious energy theory. I realized I had been standing there, simply staring at the eyes for upwards to 20 minutes, when I finally checked my wristwatch. It was almost as if the eyes possessed a power to distort their victim's perception of time as they knew it. I could have sworn I only was staring at the eyes for like 30 seconds, a minute at most, but no. Somehow, an entire 20 minutes had passed. I quickly snapped out of staring at the creature and decided to try something. I closed the toilet and flushed the toilet. I closed my eyes and clenched my teeth as I began to hear disgusting and horrifying loud noises, and then I heard nothing. I opened the lid to the toilet and was incredibly relieved to see that the now familiar eyes were no longer there and staring at me. I truthfully had no idea how my plan had worked, considering there was no way my toilet had the power to flush away a creature that big, but I was just thankful it was gone. I stepped away from the toilet and turned on the shower. As I waited for it to heat up, a huge amount of disgusting, incomprehensible colored black sludge came pouring out of the shower drain. I watched in horror for around 5 seconds until it finally stopped, and the water turned back to normal, and washed away the black sludge completely after around 1 minute. Even after the scene was completely done with and the shower was back to normal, I couldn't stop staring at the place where that incredibly horrific and incomprehensible scene had happened that I was now supposed to simply step into and embrace to get ready for work. I knew that there was no way in hell I would be able to convince myself to go into the shower. So I simply exited the bathroom and locked the door from the outside using a chair in my room. I was so paranoid that I continuously checked behind me every second or so as I walked the very few steps needed to get to the closet which contained my work uniform. I opened my closet door and screamed and felt intense fear for a split second when I mistook two yellow buttons on one of my shirts for the two yellow eyes I was unfortunately familiar with. I decided to pick out that shirt as a sort of way of exposure therapy all around yellow objects, which I was aware of I would now be unfortunately have a fear for at least a good portion of the remainder of my life. I put on the yellow shirt and looked into the mirror as I buttoned it up, feeling tense, feeling as if maybe this was a bad decision to make. I finally finished buttoning up my shirt and exited my bedroom and made my way into the living room, which contained the front door. I turned the front door handle and embraced the warm spring air, knowing that today was going to be a rough one. I walked to my vehicle and opened the car door before getting inside and making myself cozy. My drive to work was around 40 minutes long, so at least that gave me some time to ponder about the situation that happened. I sat in my car, almost crashing a few times, from thinking about the situation too much. Dozens of thoughts ran through my mind. Am I crazy? Was it all just a hallucination? What was that creature? Will I see this creature again? What came out of the showerhead? Am I safe to return to my home? After nearly crashing into a car for the sixth time now, I decided to take my mind off of the bizarre creature, as it was clearly not safe to think about while driving a few thousand-pound vehicle. After a while more of driving, this time without thinking about the incident, I arrived at my workplace. I pulled into the dirt parking lot that was next to the ranger's office that I was assigned to on that day. I parked in my lucky parking spot and quickly exited the vehicle, and I was soon on my way, taking a few dozen steps needed to reach the office door. I made it to the office door and fumbled around inside of my pocket to find my keys. My heart sank beneath the floor when I realized there was absolutely nothing in my pocket. It was then that I made the fatal and horrific realization that I had forgotten my keys all the way back at home, clearly having been too distracted by the creature to remember them. I let out an audible and loud groan of frustration that caused a few nearby birds to fly away. I was working the early morning shift today, and unfortunately, I was assigned to work alone today, meaning there was no one to let me in. I knew that the late morning shift people would not arrive until a few hours. It was then that I became aware of my two options. I can either wait for the few hours for the late morning shift workers to arrive on site and open the door for me, or I could drive home the 45-minute drive there and 45 minutes back and open the door for myself. I let out another audible and quiet loud groan of frustration, causing even more birds to fly away. I stepped down the steps that led to the dirt parking lot that was attached to the patio attached to the ranger's office. I took the few dozen steps needed to reach my vehicle, and I reached into my pocket, pulling out my car keys. I stood still for a second and looked at the car keys in despair, wishing that I had remembered my other set of keys as well. I unlocked the car and got into the driver's seat. The drive home felt twice as long as it usually would have because of the pure anger and frustration I felt from forgetting my keys. After a long and treacherous drive home, I finally made it. I parked my car in the driveway and stepped out of my vehicle. I walked the steps needed to reach the front door and turned the knob, only to realize the door was locked. I stood there in paralytic state for a few moments when the retaliation hit me that I had locked myself out of my own house. I tried to think if I had hidden a spare key for myself, but I was always too paranoid about break-ins to do that. I screamed at the top of my lungs in frustration, causing all of the birds to fly away, and around four dogs started a barking fest. I felt a wave of embarrassment wash over me, and I quickly took cover before any concerned neighbors could take sight of me. I decided to pull out my cell phone and call my boss. I dialed my boss's number, and he almost immediately answered. "Hey, this is Mike. Just letting you know I may not make it into work today, or I might be a little late because I forgot the office keys inside of my house, and I unfortunately locked myself out of my house." I explained to my boss, feeling incredibly embarrassed. "Really? You call me about this now? You really think that we wouldn't have a spare key hidden at the worksite, Mike?" It took me a few moments to register his words, but when it did, I felt a huge wave of stupidity wash over me. "Oh my God, I am so incredibly sorry. Listen, I'll head back right now, and I'll call you when I get there so you could tell me where the key is. And again, I'm really sorry for all of this. Bye." I explained before hanging up the phone and rushing to get back in my car. I opened up my car and instantly turned on the ignition. I began to speed on the streets, 10 miles over the legal speed limit. It wasn't even like it mattered if I was going to be late anymore, but I guess the anxiety and embarrassment fueled me to get there as quickly as I possibly could. I thought about how different this day could have gone if I just remembered to bring my keys. But what was the point in fantasizing about a reality that had not and will never happen? After another long drive to work, I had made it. I had pulled up into the dirt parking lot once again and parked my car in the lot closest to the building. I exited out of my car and pulled my cell phone out of my pocket. I dialed my boss's number. "Hey, where is the key?" I asked my boss. "It's under the doormat in front of the door," he replied. I felt one more wave of stupidity and regret wash over me once I realized that all I would have had to do was check under the floor mat and this entire mess would have been avoided. "Okay," I replied simply before hanging up. I let out a sigh of frustration before walking the few dozen steps needed to reach the doormat. I pulled the doormat, revealing two keys. I sighed again and picked one of them up. I placed the key in the keyhole and turned the doorknob. To no one's surprise, the door opened. I turned the doorknob once more with my hand, this time, and embraced the air-conditioned rooms. I quickly went inside and shut the door behind me. I sat down at my desk and logged on to my work computer to see what I had assigned for the day. It looked like I was assigned the deal with an issue regarding the river, right next to the West Trail sign, before 11 a.m. I found it sort of bizarre how cryptic the task was, but I decided that it was best to just get over there as soon as possible. It was 9 a.m., and who knew how long this task would take to complete. I sat up from my office chair and walked to the front door once again. I turned the handle and embraced the seasonably hot, warm air outside. I groaned as I stepped outside, the heat hitting me abruptly and like a wave. I stepped down the few steps needed to reach the dirt parking lot and was on my way to the West Trail. I knew the river well and was confused as to why it needed an issue fixed. After some time, I finally arrived at the West Hill Trail. I was immediately horrified when I arrived at the river and saw what I was looking at. Inside the river, twice the size it had been this morning, were the two eerily familiar yellow eyes staring into my soul. This time was different, however, because the eyes were attached to something. The eyes were attached to an incredibly bizarre body that appeared half human, half alligator. I continued to stand there in shocked awe, staring at the eyes. I wondered about all the dark secrets they held. Suddenly, the creature began to move. It was slow at first, but then there was no mistaking that it was moving. Suddenly, the creature stood up on its legs, revealing the upper half of its incredibly bizarre and disturbing body. "Run!" The creature shrieked at me incredibly loud, causing the hair on my head to sway backward in the wind its mouth had created. After the initial shock wore off, I booked it behind me and began to run as fast as I ever had. It felt as if I was running for my life, probably because I quite literally was running away from something deadly. I ran until each breath I took felt like it was fire in my lungs, and until my legs didn't even feel attached to my body. I looked behind me for the first time, and was horrified to see the creature gleefully sliding down a ginormous river that was inching its way towards me at an incredibly fast speed, and flooding the trail. After 10 minutes of running, my lungs felt as if they were pure lava, and I had forgotten what legs even were. Finally, I made it back to the office. I reached the patio and instantly swung the front door open, letting myself inside instantly and closing and locking the door behind me. I instantly ran to one of the windows in the building and watched as the mass of water quickly moved towards the office, with the bizarre alligator creature riding atop of it. I braced for impact as the water suddenly got very close. But after a while of closing my eyes and protecting my head, I realized nothing had happened. I opened my eyes and saw the creature staring at me from the window.
"Well, it looks like you beat the game. Fair play,"
the alligator man said in an incredibly disturbing voice before suddenly vanishing. I stood there in shock for a few seconds before collapsing to the ground from pure exhaustion and confusion. The next few hours were a blur. I remember waking up feeling confused on the office floor as the sound of the late morning shift people arriving woke me up. I left work that day and completely ghosted everyone there and never showed up again.